Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A gunman behind the killing of at least 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early Sunday has reportedly been identified as Omar Siddiqui Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. Police stormed the Pulse nightclub, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing people trapped inside. 53 people were wounded in what is believed to be the largest mass shooting in U.S. history.
All of a sudden, we heard like boom, boom, and we thought it was like the stereo. We're like, oh my goodness, this, something went on with this, you know, just the music. And after the second shot, there was a pause, and then it just started shooting, 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 shooting.
President Barack Obama said the shooting is being investigated as an act of terrorism.
Although it's still early in the investigation, we know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
U.S. law enforcement officials say the 29-year-old suspect called 911 before the attack early Sunday, vowing fealty to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday. It severely damaged one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The International Federation of Association Football has strongly condemned the violence at games Saturday in two French cities. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade Velodrome. After the Europe Cup tournament ended in a tie, Russian and supporters of the English side forcing fans to flee. This is VOA News. Taiwan's government has barred former President Ma Ying-jeou from visiting Hong Kong. The government cited security reasons and the fact that there has been too little contact with authorities in China. President Tsai Ing-wen's office said Sunday six agencies had met twice during the last week to consider the travel plans of Mr. Ma, who stepped down May 20th, and who planned to give a speech at a Hong Kong Journalism Award ceremony for the Society of Publishers in Asia. A long string of U.S. presidential nominating contests is nearing an end. Democrats will vote Tuesday in the city of Washington, D.C. There are 330,000 registered Democrats in the national capital, and Clinton is the heavy favorite in the city's primary over her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders says he will meet with Clinton after Tuesday's primary before deciding whether to drop out of the race. Clinton has already claimed the party's nomination. Libya's unity government says it is close to driving Islamic State militants from the city of Sirte. The offensive to take the city has made rapid advances in the past 3 days. A success there would help the shaky government establish its credibility. Meanwhile, Libya's general prosecutor confirmed that the bodies of at least a dozen loyalists of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has been found just days after the loyalists were released from detention. The bodies have been turning up in different parts of the Tripoli area. Some officials told VOA the latest count was 17. The victims had been tortured before being shot. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning Saturday's attack on a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. Two blasts at the Zayida Zainab shrine killed at least 12 people and left many others wounded. A statement from Mr. Ban said those responsible for the attacks must be held accountable. The Philippines' outgoing president is cautioning his fellow citizens to be avid about defending their freedoms and democracy. Benigno Aquino warned that President-elect Rodrigo Duterte could take an authoritarian path reminiscent of that of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Duterte takes office on June 30th. Mr. Aquino spoke Sunday on the 118th anniversary of the country's declaration of independence from Spain. Authorities say a man with homemade explosives wounded three people Sunday at a check-in area in Shanghai's main international airport before attempting to kill himself. They say the unidentified man removed a beer bottle with explosive materials in a backpack before throwing one in Terminal 2. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.